Hello again, folks.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll visit the Carolines, have some musical capers, hear about some Maries, do some doodling, and celebrate a few birthdays. Just as TV shows sometimes produce spin-offs, occasionally one segment topic on our show will result in a spin-off, so to speak, on a subsequent show. For example, last week I played It's Sunday Down in Caroline by Ted Lewis as part of a Sunday segment. Well, this week we're going to visit the Carolines again. Here are the Boswell sisters, and they're spending the evening in Caroline.
It's not exaggeration, it's not imagination. Now if you wanna see the moon in all its splendor, if you wanna see the way the stars can shine, if you wanna feel the breeze that's sweetly tender, spend an evening in Caroline. Now if you really want to hear the whippoorwill sound and the answer to the words, will you be mine? If you want to give your heart a perfect thrill, sir, spend an evening in Caroline.
Yes, sir, say what you like, I know what it's like to be glad right now. Yes, sir, say what you may, I never could ever be blue.
Don't you tell me that you really have to guess, sir, why I learned to love the Carolina pines. If you want to meet the sweetest sweetie, yes, sir, spend an evening in Caroline.
Thank you.
Divine, my man from Caroline. When his lips are close to mine, I quiver up, I shiver up and down my spine, my man from Caroline. He's got that thing in the moonlight, makes the birdies sing in the moonlight, like they never did sing in the sunlight. They think they're in heaven. I won't share his love no time, none of it, cause I love him, cause he's mine, all mine, my man from Caroline.
I'd give up everything just to be in Caroline. I hear the breezes sigh, they make me wanna cry. That's why I have no peace of mind. That's why I'd give my fame just to be in Caroline. Caroline, Caroline. There's a little shack where I'm welcome back when my roaming is through, where the robins sing. Every day is spring, it's grand, I'm telling you.
Not give the world at all if I could hear a call from Mammy when it's sleepy, sleepy time. I'd give up everything just to be in Caroline.
one of a number of rapidly rotating records making their debut on tonight's show. As a matter of fact, every record on tonight's show is making its debut. That was Frank Froba and his swing band with Just to Be in Caroline. Tempo King was the vocalist on that April 17, 1936 recording, which featured Bunny Berrigan on trumpet. Just to Be in Caroline was written by Charles Carpenter and Earl Hines. Before that was a lively one-step written by Walter Donaldson, My Man from Caroline. That was Ben Selvin and his orchestra, definitely including Jimmy Dorsey and very likely Tommy Dorsey on a Columbia recording made October 24, 1930. The vocalist was Eva Taylor. We started that Caroline set with another Walter Donaldson song, An Evening in Caroline. That, of course, was the Boswell Sisters, and that recording was made November 5, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. The word caper has several different meanings. Capers can be the immature greenish flower buds of any of a genus of low prickly Mediterranean shrubs. And one of my wife's favorite meals is my calamari steaks with lemon caper butter sauce, served on a bed of sautéed broccolini. As a verb, caper means to skip or dance around in a lively or playful way. A caper can also be a ridiculous or illicit activity or escapade, as in Johnny Carson and Jack Webb's bit, Claude Cooper's Copper Clapper Caper. And if you've not seen that, look it up on YouTube. Now, in another example of a spin-off from a previous show, a couple of weeks ago I played Café Capers by Charles Elgar's Creole Orchestra in a café set, and this week we're going to have some more musical capers, beginning with the Jesse Stafford Orchestra. Thank you. Earlier, I said that every record on tonight's show was making its RRR debut, but that's incorrect. They're all making their debut except that last one. Last played on the February 22, 2009 edition of the show, that was the Sam Lannon Orchestra with an arrangement by Frank Black of Bizet's Carmen, titled Carmen Capers. At Columbia 78 was made April 21, 1925. We started off that segment with Jesse Stafford and his orchestra, formerly the Herb Wiedoeft Orchestra, and Campus Capers from June 14, 1929. Campus Capers was composed by Martin Bruns, and Edna O'Keefe, doing her best Helen Kane impression, sang the Charlotte Greenwood lyric. Campus Capers, along with I Don't Want Your Kisses, are from the 1929 MGM Campus musical So This Is College, starring Robert Montgomery and Sally Starr. There are lots and lots of recordings of Canadian capers, but we heard one of the more obscure by Damon's Orchestra in August of 1921. Damon's Orchestra was led not by Matt Damon, but Fred S. Damon, and the band was in high demand in the Rochester, New York area, and played regularly for corporate events put on by the Eastman Kodak Company in Rochester, New York. The band made 9 issued sides for OK in August and November of 1921. In 1923, Fred was leading his collegian orchestra at Rochester, New York's Hotel Seneca, but it seems Fred had some problems a few years after that, and he wound up in the county jail in Rochester for a month for failure to pay alimony of $15 a week, as reported in Variety on May 8, 1925. In August of 1926, he was playing in the Moonlight Gardens at Cincinnati, Ohio's Coney Island as Fred Damon's Greenwich Villagers. Canadian Capers was followed by King Nawahi's Hawaiians and Hawaiian Capers, composed by King Benny Nawahi and recorded by Columbia in New York on December 20, 1929. A couple of weeks ago, we had a segment of Rapidly Rotating Records about Cherie, and this week we've got a set about another French girl's name, Marie. Here are the Manhattan Dancemakers.
Just like a kitty kitty cat, he loved to dance and play. Though he learned all French when he left the trench, he knew well enough to say, "Wee wee Marie, will you do this for me? Wee wee Marie, then I'll do that for you. I love your eyes, they make me feel so spoony. You drive me loony, you're teasing me. Why can't we parley-voo like other sweethearts do? I want a kiss or two from my chérie. Oui, oui, Marie, if you do this for me, then I'll do that for you. Oui, oui, Marie. They walked along the bully boulevard. He whispered, "You for me. Someday in gay Paris, I will make you marry me." Just then a bunch of bully, bully boys who kisses on the sly. Marie got wise when they rolled their eyes. They sang as they passed her by. Wee wee Marie, will you do this for me? Wee wee Marie, then I'll do that for you. Down in my heart, I got deep big temptation. You bring temptation. so close to me. Come be my sweet mama, I'll be your sweet papa. Then we can ooh la la, come see, come saw. We marry. If you do this for me, then I'll do that for you. We marry. Learn to speak the Latin, French, or Greek, but I can kiss the cheek of ma chérie. Oui, marry. If you do this for me, then I'll do that for you. Oui, marry.
With a nice trumpet solo by Louis Armstrong, that was Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra in October of 1924 with My Rose Marie, written by Ray Henderson and Robert King. The last and only other time I've played the song My Rose Marie was by the Benson Orchestra of Chicago on the August 23, 2009 show. And speaking of Rose Marie, I'm happy to be a backer of documentary filmmaker Jason Wise's project, the feature documentary Rose Marie, the untold story of fame, love, tragedy, and 90 years of American entertainment through the eyes of the woman who did it all. That woman, of course, is Rose Marie, who is best known as Sally Rogers on the Dick Van Dyke Show. On this show, however, she's best known as Baby Rose Marie, who at age 4 was one of the biggest stars in the country and made a number of recordings for Victor, some with Fletcher Henderson's band. And in 1929, she also made a Vitaphone short film titled Rose Marie, the Child Wonder. You can find out more about the film Rose Marie, which is in production right now, by going to Kickstarter.com and search Rose Marie. Before My Rose Marie, it was our old friend Irving Kaufman and Wee Wee Marie, composed by Fred Fisher, with words by Alfred Bryan and Joseph McCarthy. That Columbia recording was made August 14, 1918. We began that Marie set with the Manhattan Dancemakers, a Ben Sullivan pseudonym, and Sweet Marie, written by Abe Frankel and Billy Rose. That recording was made on July 6, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. Back in the 1950s, local Los Angeles television personality Tom Hatton, who I believe is still with us and still on the air, hosted a children's cartoon show that I used to watch. He was also a cartoonist, and in addition to showing Popeye cartoons, he had a segment where he would ask viewers to send in a single-line doodle, or what he called squiggles, which he would quickly turn into a complete drawing of a cartoon character. Squiggles are kind of like scribbles or doodles. So, with best wishes to Tom Hatton, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about doodling, beginning with Red Foley.
Where are you going, my pretty little miss, my little blue-eyed daisy?
Well, if I don't catch me a feller soon, I expect I'm a-going crazy. Hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodle-dummy-dum, hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodie. Rink-dum-mink-dum-doodle-dummy-dum,
how old are you, my pretty little miss? How old are you, my honey?
Well, if I don't die of a lonesome heart, I'm 17 come Sunday.
Hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodle-dummy-dum, hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodie. Rink-dum-mink-dum-doodle-dummy-dum, little wildwood flowers.
I can court more in a minute and a half than you can in an hour.
Hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodle-dummy-dum,
hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodie. Rink-dum-mink-dum-doodle-dummy-dum, hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodie.
Will you marry me, my pretty little miss? Will you marry me good looking?
Well, I'll marry you, but I'll not do your washing and your cooking.
Hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodle-dummy-dum,
hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodie. Rink-dum-mink-dum-doodle-dummy-dum, hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodie.
Will you speak to me, my pretty little miss? Won't you even tell me howdy?
No, I'll not speak to you at all, cause you are fur too rowdy.
Hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodle-dummy-dum, hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodie. Rink-dum-mink-dum-doodle-dummy-dum, hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodie. Well, then I won't have you, my pretty little miss, I won't have you, my sugar.
Hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodle-dummy-dum, hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodie. Rink-dum-mink-dum-doodle-dummy-dum, hi-rink-dum-mink-dum-doodie.
arms, it was the sweetest thing. Boy down on the corner kept their eyes upon her when she passed, you to hear them sing.
Oh, doodle, doodle, la-da-da, come a little closer with your poodle, la-da-da. Oh, doodle, linger a while today. We find there's something about you, little doodle, la-da-da. We won't be happy without you, little doodle, la-da-da. Our little long doodle, doodle, la-da-da. We could even learn to love your poodle, la-da-da. Long doodle, how could you turn us down? Say, we'll sing your praise to the end of our day. Long doodle, doodle, la-da-da, sweetest little girl in town.
I hope you enjoyed that trio of musical doodles. That was Willard Robison and his orchestra and Lo Doodle La Dada from around May 12, 1927. The vocal trio included Murray John. Willard Robison wrote Lo Doodle La Dada, which is often listed as La Doodle La Dada. Before that, it was Earl Hines and his orchestra recording for Vocalion in Chicago on February 10, 1930 with an Earl Hines original, Flaney Doodle Swing. We started off with not only a record making its Triple R debut, but possibly also the artists. That was Red Foley with Lulu Bell and Hyrinctum Inctum Doodle. That Conqueror 78 was made in March of 1934. Hyrinctum Inctum Doodle was written by John Lair, L-A-I-R. John Lee Lair was born in Renfro Valley, Kentucky on July 1, 1894. After serving in a special services unit during World War I and working as a claims manager for an insurance company, he began performing on the WLS National Barn Dance radio program playing the jug in a group he formed called the Cumberland Ridge Runners. He eventually became the music director for WLS. In 1937, he started his own radio program in Cincinnati, the Renfro Valley Barn Dance, and even built a 1,000-seat barn from which to stage the show. John Lair died November 12, 1985, at age 101. A number of composers and artists had birthdays last week, and in this final segment of the show, we'll try to touch on as many of them as possible.
Thank you. cast my cares away. A shady tree to welcome me, just like the flowers in May. A storybook, a babbling brook, a field of new mown hay. A shady tree just helping me to spend a perfect day.
Leave mine alone. Leave mine. in the arms of
picture you see when the boy takes the girl in his arms, same as you and me. There's always a tender love song in every talking picture they do, where the boy sings a song to the girl like I sing to you. Sometimes they have a quarrel, one breaks the other's heart. After they've had their quarrel, love plays the same old part. There's always a happy ending in every talking picture you see, where the boy gets a kiss and the girl gets a kiss, just the same as you and me.
We started off this final segment of the show with Don Voorhees and his orchestra, credited on the label of that September 9, 1927 Columbia 78 as the Ideal Serenaders, and A Shady Tree, written by Walter Donaldson. The vocalist was Louis James, and that one record was a birthday doubleheader. Louis James was born July 29, 1892, and Don Voorhees more than a decade later on July 26, 1903. Last time I played Deep Night was back in February of 2007 by Scrappy Lambert, but you heard it there by Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees on February 2, 1929. Deep Night was written by Valley and Charles Henderson. Rudy Valley was born July 28, 1901. Always wanting the show to have a happy ending, we ended with There's Always a Happy Ending. The last time I played There's Always a Happy Ending was in May of 2009, by Lee Bennett with Jan Garber's orchestra. But since Buddy Clark's birthday was July 26, 1912, we played his rendition with Nat Brandwin and his orchestra, recorded April 13, 1936. There's Always a Happy Ending was written by Maurice Sigler, Al Goodhart, and Al Hoffman. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.
I hope you liked it.